views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, it's great to be back here. Happy New Year to everyone. We are now in 2016. And today is the day that we do this once a year. We're going to do the annual angel guidance for the entire year during this episode. So I'll be moving fast. We'll address each month in a quick overview. And then throughout the year, once a month, I'll go into that month deeper as to what's going on while we're in that current energy. But this is a great overview. They already have been coming in for me quickly yesterday when I was putting out the newsletter. For those that are on my newsletter, they got a little bit of a surprise too, because I was not expecting it, but boom, they came in and they pretty much took the keyboard from me and had something to say. If you want to sign up for that newsletter, I put one out once a week. It usually comes out on Wednesday. It'll have the details, the upcoming shows that are coming out, things that I'm doing, workshops. You can find all of that information and just subscribe over there at jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. Now, we're going to get started because we have a lot here. Now, what we're doing is we're going to look at what the angels suggest, and that's really what they're doing. They're giving us gentle guidance for the energies of 2016. Last year was a big year. I mean, we really were feeling that one. We will have a lot of change for 2016 as well, but it will be a little different. And just to start this off, I'm going to just read. And like I said, this just came out of nowhere yesterday, but I will read that to you. This is the beginning of an angel channeled message that popped up while I was writing that newsletter yesterday. Now, here we go. And it begins like this. Dear loved one and loved ones out there listening now, we speak to you as a group. So they came in as a group of angels, which that doesn't happen very often. They'll come in more than one, but this was just a whole plethora of angels that were around. So it really was an interesting experience. We speak to you as a group from the angelic realm. You will want to keep your chin up and keep those good vibrations a priority throughout the year. This will feel different this year. This will feel like the energy cooperates with you a bit more. It's not that it won't challenge you, but you will find that you are creative enough to find ways around a problem. You'll want to practice what you've learned so far in life and take it a step deeper this year. It's time for you to know your light, that you're loved dearly, and we are excited and in awe of your beautiful light within. It's time to step deeper into your spiritual growth. That's right. This is the year for inward journeys. This is the year for a spiritual shift for you. Last year, we had a lot of physical things going on, a lot of dismantling crazy stuff. But this year, we're going to be going deeper, and it's a lot of spiritual growth and shift that way. It's time for you to see what we see in you. We have spoke about this for several Earth years now, but you will know this year of what we speak. Don't be afraid of it, for we are with you all the way. We of the angelic realm rejoice in your awakening now. Now, that's what came through yesterday. And, you know, this is a year in numerology, if you look at it, it's a number 9 year, which is really, you know, the last number of a sequence before it starts over again at 0 and goes to 1. That's the year of a final cycle. It's the end of the way, you know, things were going, you know, and building up. So I want you to think positive here. Don't think about that as, oh, no, it's the end, the gloom and doom. No, 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 not like that. This is an energy that's intended to help you finalize, like, be very clear where you want to go, what you want to do, who you want to do it with, you know, it will help you solidify, and it's a clarity type of statement here. You know, where do you want to be? And you know, all that unsure time where it's like, I know I want to change, but I don't know what it is. That's going to be clarifying itself. This type of energy for the 9 is going to help you do that. Now, you know, you'll find that you have less resistance to clean up your own lifestyle. You're really going to be at this point where, you know, no more. I'm going to do something about this. There'll be opportunities through the year for that as well. And, you know, just feeling more positive in general. I'm excited about this year because I feel like people are going to feel some relief. They're going to feel challenges and they're going to have to make choices. It's not like that's not going to be there, but you're going to have a different perspective about it. You're going to feel like I can handle this much better than I did before. And the things that seem to be overwhelming, we've got plenty of help, and we're going to talk about that. And we have quite a few months to go through. I want to go through all 12. So if you are calling in, we're going to keep those calls short, but we'll get to the point because I want to have time to get through all 12 months. So I just absolutely, you can call in if you have a question. 1-800-930-2819. Now, I want to go ahead and start right away because we'll take a call when we come back after the first break. But the very first month of January, which we're in right now, it's got the moon, okay? We've got the emotions of the moon. We have Archangel Haniel, so you might be feeling a little more sensitive. You might be worrying about if things are going to work out, material needs being met. They've got me on such a high energy. I know I'm stumbling on my words today, so bear with me. I'll have to take a short breather here and make sure I slow down. It just happens when I've been in meditation with them at an extensive level for a long time, and I have been for a couple of days. Now, Archangel Haniel is very much associated with the cycles of the moon. So we did just go into, you know, an emotional moon. And it's interesting with Cancer sign. So, you know, and that constantly shifts. But something or someone in your life or you, you'll be going through a phase. You know, you'll be feeling like, I don't know, I'm picking up something. I'm feeling things so much more. Situation keeps changing. You know, you'll feel like that. Now, everyone will experience some time in their life when they feel insecure and they're not sure of the footing. Let Archangel Haniel, that's Haniel, help you with that because there's nothing to worry about. Sometimes we work ourselves up into a frenzy and now our imagination starts running away with us and now we don't know where we are. And that can cause the anxiety and that can cause you to feel like you don't trust yourself. They want to anchor you in and know that you can do that. Now, there's an energy for the best outcome for January because we are in that retrograde too. But that retrograde is not going to be as difficult as ones in the past. This really is going to feel like you are riding this better. And you're going to be learning a lot of new things. You're going to be diving in deeper into your own self this year that you're going to realize you have so much more in there than you ever knew you could be. Now, the energy for January is basically hold that chin up, like the angels were saying, and believe in your victory and success and anchor your thoughts into that you have already succeeded and know that you can You can feel proud of the work you've accomplished, that you will find a way through a challenge, and actually pat yourself on the back for that and know that it's not like, okay, it's all done and there's nothing else to work on. You know, it's not like just stop, but know that you've done well. Know that you've done well. If you don't feel like that, you want to put that energy and that focus into, well, what if I had succeeded already? What would that feel like? Go there and feel that energy, because that will help you lift your frequency for the success to come in. Because the fears and anxieties and the second guessing, it kind of puts a barrier up and blocks it from coming in. So know that there is very good outcome. So each month we will go through the angel, what that energy is for that month, and then how we can focus our intention for the best outcome with that energy. And that's what we'll do for each month. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll keep going on into the month of February, and we'll take a caller. I see we have a caller holding. And if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit AllergyAsthmaNetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ.
I'm just mad about.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And today we're doing the annual angel guidance for the year of 2016. We're going month to month. And we just did January in the first segment. I'm going to quickly do February and then bring on a caller. Now, February is Archangel Michael, our favorite angel, the strength angel, coming in to assist Haniel from January to handle the emotional situations that come up. Comes in as a strong go-getter, you know, time to clean it up, let's power up, let's make something happen. It's a lot of surprising, unexpected motivation that you may feel to bring it, to clear the clutter, and to just move into something that makes something happen. Just, you're going to be going for it. You're going to be like, okay, let's bring it. Let's do this. Now, it's a, you know, a significant situation may pop up, you know, that might need your immediate or full attention, which I see, you know, you might find some interesting change ups in February. Now, you don't need to feel like you have to panic and make a rash decision. Just, you know, turn to the guidance, listen to your intuition, talk with your angels, your guardian angel. Michael is ready to just get in there right behind you and help back you up all the way. You know that enthusiasm and being self-confidence will really be a big help in February. Also, if you want the best outcome for the energy of February, you know, think abundant, think great blessings. Take a moment every day and just know that everything is fantastic already. You just, you know, want to embrace it and receive that. You know, it's the unlimited abundance that wants to come in. I mean, financial situations could have a big turnaround. Any part of your life, whether it's romance, you know, job, career changes, Michael's ready to help you, you know, look for the avenue of opportunity, but not, you know, not feel hasty, not feel like you've got to panic. You don't want to make a decision that way. That's more of a fear-based decision. So February looks rather interesting with a lot of fiery energy. And after that emotional feeling of the sensitivity and we're, you know, overcoming some fears and anxieties of January, you know, and the confusion, we're clearing it out. We're clearing out the clutter to make some decisions and make things happen and move forward in February. Okay, that is February. I know I have to go fast. So we have a caller, right, Brian? Do we have a caller, Brian? I am not sure what's going on. I'm not hearing anything back. I don't know. I'm going to keep going. Not sure what's happening here. Now we're going to go on into March. March is also Michael, and that's going to really focus around career and life purpose. Shamuel also came in as a one step at a time on the career moves. Just one step at a time is all you need to do. Know that it's okay, you know, to, you know, take a deep breath. You're going to be moving forward. There's a lot of significant opportunities flowing in for you, and you want to align with them, but you don't have to rush. Shamuel can help. Okay, take this step, take this step. You know, work in it one step at a time. Know that that's okay. There's going to be a lot of new beginnings, seeds planted. You're going to feel grounded, rooted for strong growth and career movement. Wow, March is just really going to be waking up. So if you seem to be feeling like things are moving in advancement for you in career, you know, promotion, maybe you want to start your own business, maybe you want to change jobs, you're going to really feel like it's starting to not feel stuck anymore, which is really, isn't that a relief? Isn't that wonderful? Now, the energy for that month, the best way to go through that month with the energy would be it's more of a expand your vision on how you want to proceed. Know that what you've been working so hard on with all those seeds planted has happened. You are good to go. Things are moving. You want to keep nurturing that. You want to keep moving forward. You want to start thinking bigger. Start thinking out of the box. How could you expand on what you've created? Because it's manifesting now. So, wow, March is going to be a go-getter month. I love it. And, you know, that's pretty exciting. I see that being a month where a lot of people are going to go, wow, it's really happening. You know, you're going to find that it's an unlimited source that you can tap into for energy. You're going to see that things will be moving very, very positively for you when you keep that intention for it's already happening for me positively. That's the energy you want to work through. Really, that would be the energy you want to use all the time. And things are going up and down and shifting and flowing, and you feel that ebb and tide, that flow every month with energy. But this one really wants to move through for you. So that was March. Wow. I'm still waiting to see about a caller. So Brian, just let me know if you want to bring the caller on. We got a few more.
Oh, why don't we do it right now?
Oh, let's bring her on before we go to break. Fantastic.
Deborah, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Deborah. We got a few minutes. Great to talk to you. What is your question?
Okay, my question is, it was after Christmas, and it's still December. I was at a get-together, and I was sitting by this lady, and I asked her how her Christmas was, and she wouldn't look at me, and she was looking at the person behind me talking how her Christmas was. I was sitting at the same table. A lady came in and sat down across from me, and I know these people. She didn't even say anything, and I finally said, how you doing? And at this get-together, a lot of people I knew and some I didn't, I felt like I was invisible. My question is, how could I talk to my angels and ask them the best way for me? What is going on here?
Okay. It's interesting. It's an interesting because I was tapping right away in. And, you know, we have a lot of situations where we're, you know, in a setting where, you know, we're polite and we're cordial, but it may or may not be the energy that is necessary for you to have a long-term connection with. And that's one of the big things that's happening now. It started happening last year, probably way before that. But as we grow, you're going to find that your circles are going to shift and some are going to fall away. Well, if you feel invisible in certain circles like that, and I know what that feels like. Boy, I have felt that. Your frequency is not resonating with their frequency. It's not like one is better than the other. You're just not on the same page anymore. And their focus is in a different place than yours. And instead of trying to take that personally, it would be more of a letting it go, letting it be as it is. It's not a connection that you need to try to make happen. It may be that that just needs to fall away. That's immediately what I got when I was listening to that.
Okay. Well, one thing is interesting because these are people that are all horse people. And my husband's a horse person, and that's who our life has been all around, is these horse people. I say horse people because there's a group, you know.
They're horse lovers. I get it. And the horse people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and, you know, there's a lot of people that have things in common, but that doesn't mean, you know, the tight circle. And if someone has a mindset where it's like that, or you're being ignored, I wouldn't put a lot of energy into something that isn't there. Obviously it wasn't. That can feel, you know, a bit of like a rejection, or it can kind of hurt our feelings. I mean, you can feel that, but if it's very clear that that's a consistent pattern, it's more of an acceptance that, you know what, that's just, I don't need to be trying to make that work. I just can be polite. I can move on. I can, if I'm around these people at different occasions or functions, fine, but I don't need to bend over backwards for them to accept me. And I really see that being the message to you. And that's
right.
What I feel that would be what you would want to ask your angels is, how can I just let go of that being the way I want it to go. Maybe, you know, maybe I just need to let go of that. I mean, that really is what I'm feeling, Deborah. It's a clear, definite. It was almost like you're in a different dimension, and they can't, when that invisible feeling, when the frequencies aren't lining up, it can very much feel like that. I've had it be so foreign to me, and so, like, I mean, how are they not seeing me here? Or how are they just, you know, walking right over me? And I felt like I was actually pinching myself to make sure I hadn't died. You know, am I actually here? You know, this was a while back, and I was making kind of a joke about it. But I was like, wow, I guess that's just something I need to let go of. So I have experienced that before, and I know what you're going through. But don't let it define you. Don't let it be what you believe about yourself. It's obviously a rerouting for you to put your focus and energy on connections that would be more uplifting for you. And those obviously aren't the ones. You're going to see them when you're at horse people stuff, but I would just let it be as simple as that.
Okay. They're the only ones I know here.
I know, but I have to go to break. I'm sorry. We have to go really fast this show. But yeah, don't let that define you. You need to let go of things like that so you can allow the connections in that will be an uplift. And yes, you are going to be around people like that. It happens with family all the time where we're around people that don't understand us. This is just another one of those situations, actually. But let Hanny will help you, because that's kind of an emotional thing you're feeling. And I have to go to break. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Wow. Boy, I have felt that quite a bit. So, Deborah, I understand. And this is an opportunity for you to release some things that are maybe holding you back from finding some connections that will be so much more fruitful for you. So thank you for calling in. Now, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, we're going to keep powering on, and we're going to come back with April and moving forward. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Pat. I love the Maca team. If you've never tried Maca, you're going to love what they are doing. Maca is a root vegetable that grows at altitudes above 13,000 feet in the Andes Mountains. As a family-run company of true Maca specialists, the Maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality Maca products at fair prices. They are happy to be the first company anywhere to offer red, black, and premium maca extracts in a GMO-free glycerin base. These extracts are incredibly high quality, potent, and very convenient. Herbal extracts have been used for thousands of years to help maintain and improve health. Some of the advantages of using fresh herbal extracts are freshness and shelf life, fast-acting benefits, and ease of use. Just drop them into that smoothie. To learn more and get a special discount for all of our listeners, visit drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. It's great to be back with you today. And boy, we're moving quickly through the entire year, the Angel Guidance for 2016. We are on the month of April. So if you want to get the first few months, it's at the beginning. Be sure to catch the archive. April, that is Archangel Sandalphon that comes in for April. And he comes in with this gentle, be gentle. Just be gentle with yourself. You're going to have a lot of excitement. You're going to feel emotional, but it's going to be very upbeat, exciting type of emotions, like when good things happen. Yay, right? Michael says, don't fear that it's going to fall apart, because those hopes and dreams are going to be manifesting. They want to come into your life. So you want to not reject that with fear. Okay, so these are things that have this potential. I mean, there's a potential for so much to come in these first few months. It's really, really positive, but we don't want to block it with fear and anxiety and second guessing and doubting ourselves and things like that. So that has been consistent through the months. And, you know, let your wishes come true. Let your dreams happen. You know, don't hesitate. Don't hold back now. I love that part. And, you know, it's time for concerns to fade away and let your efforts and everything you've been working so hard to achieve in your life be rewarded and come into your life. Now, the energy for April, the energy for the best outcome is, you know, make sure you're connected. It's interesting. This is popping up right after the caller, and this would apply to that. If you're still listening, Deborah, make the connection with like-minded people. Make that the focus. We're going to be around all kinds of people, but make the focus and intention to actually connect with like-minded people. And that doesn't just mean we have, you know, a favorite physical thing in the world, like a hobby. It may be spiritual like-minded people here. This is a spiritual year. You know, when we join groups that are like-minded, it's, you know, that's going to be a very different feeling of connection. And you'll know the ones because you won't be invisible. And, you know, this is the right time to make new connections that fit you and where you are in your frequency, where you are in your life, where you are in your journey as you keep moving forward. So know that that is, whether it's personal or professional, you know, look for these incredible opportunities of positive outcome, because they're really waiting to just pour in. And I keep seeing that. So we're going to move on to the month of May, because I want to get through the whole year here. Archangel Michael again comes in for May to let you know you are safe. You're going to be thinking deep. You know, you're going to be doing a lot of analytical thinking in that month. And it's going to just kind of an analytical month here. You know, you also want to stop what you're doing at that time and kind of reevaluate, am I approaching this the best way I could? Is there something about the situation that I might have missed? Or is there something I could add or remove? It's just going over a reevaluation to see if you're on track where you want to be. We can make plans and then revise. That's a month of revision and, you know, upgrading the plan if needed. You know, allowing it to, you know, have some adjustments that need to be done. Don't be so anchored into what you originally planned. If there's ways to improve it, don't hesitate to improve something. Continue to improve on something. That's a great energy to put in for the best outcome, honestly. So that's what that month is about. May is about, let's tweak this and see if we can improve anything. You're going to want to look at your spiritual connection with that. You're going to want to balance chakras, you know, make sure you're meditating for clarity and insight, because you're wanting to practice working with your own higher self more. This month, this entire year actually is about that. You want to know that you can trust, you know, what you're feeling is the right thing to do. I mean, you know, the angels want to guide you and they want to support you, but the ultimate is listening to the higher self here, you know, knowing that that is your connection to the universal mind, the God divine. I mean, that's what you want. You want to know that you can trust that. So month is an interesting one. It starts off analytical and then it wants you to go deeper into the meditation to listen and trust the higher self for big changes and decisions and whatever it is you need to do. So, wow, that'll be an interesting month to me. Now, June, let's move right into June. June, Archangel Raguel comes in with clairsentience. Now, what is clairsentience? Clairsentience is you feel energy. You know, the empathic people feel that. Whoa, I know. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel maybe some challenging types of energy. And you're like, what am I going to do with that? That's kind of intense. If you're not used to feeling that, that can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Know that other people have different goals, different journeys. They're on a different thought. They're in a different focus. And it may not be the same one you're on. You have to let go and make sure you're staying with your own. You don't want to be getting into arguments and disagreements because there's a clash of, you know, what you want and what they want. And it's like, okay, you know, watch out for that. That June is kind of fiery like that, but you're going to be kind of picking up on that. And Raguel is interesting because he likes to bring things into a harmony. He likes to help with the arguments and disagreements and things like that. You know, and success is very, very possible in the month of June. It just, you're going to be working through feeling disharmony and how to keep the harmony in spite of feeling some disharmony. Let me put it that way. That would be the best energy approach there. And also resting, rejuvenation, making sure you're taking that time for yourself to make sure that you are not overloading yourself, trying to handle all of these things, trying to push something that is not in the best interest for everybody, you know, things like that. It's an interesting month. So you may feel a little bit of, ooh, this doesn't feel so good. It can be very, very positive, and you can learn how to handle yourself very, very well, especially for an empathic person, or if this is new to you and you're starting to feel that kind of thing. Yes, you're going to feel that other people don't agree, or maybe they don't even like you so much. But don't you feel that way about some things too? We all have that. So it's learning to not take that and it to affect you. And then you believe that about yourself, you see, because that doesn't define you unless you allow it to. So that's an interesting month that we'll be learning a lot in. Now, if we move on, let's see, it looks like I don't know if I can have enough time. We're going to move into, what was that one, June? That was June. We're going to move into July. July, and this is great. This is great. Yeah, we are going to go to break here in just a moment. But July is about peacefulness, and that's Archangel Shamuel. I love that. Right after the disgruntled month, right? July comes in peacefulness. It's time to enjoy being with people you love, you know, having peacefulness, having that calm part of life, retreating into things that settle you, that are peaceful, whether it's music, a creative outlet, hanging out with the people that, you know, lift you and are comforting, things like that. Different things like that are going to be very good. So July is going to be coming down in kind of a retreat, like a take time out and just settle the dust there a little bit from what June had. And you know what? Think about your third chakra. Think about the third chakra with the month of July and make sure that you are supporting and clearing all the chakras. But that one is going to be, you know, trusting in yourself, knowing that you have that enthusiasm to get through anything and still remain on top and still have success no matter what. You also are going to be moving through and completing some of the desires that you've really wanted. Interesting for July. Wait, the summertime is going to be interesting. So on that note, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the rest of the year. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the angel guidance for the entire year of 2016. We'll be right back.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people and living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, we're going through the whole year of 2016 with Angel Guidance month to month. We are up to the month of August, and that brings in Archangel Raziel. And it's time to take our power back after June being a bit up in the air, and then we had calm down in July. August comes back. All right, time to get back up, take your power back, and move forward. It's time to celebrate everything you have gratitude for. It's time to make announcements. It's time to celebrate with others. It's time to maybe reunite, you know, with other people. It's an interesting month. It's a very celebration month. Let's put it that way. The best energy for August, very simple to the point with August, is, you know, allow peaceful redirection of your life. Allow those opportunities and options available to you to come in. Don't ignore messages and synchronicities that are trying to show you, you know, why don't you look into maybe redirecting and going this way or that way. Lots to look forward to here. We just have to open up and allow it in, not shut it out. So August was an interesting one. Raziel is an interesting angel to work with anyway, because of he's about manifesting. So look for, after we have that little bit of hurdle there, you know, August is a great getting back in the saddle and maybe changing paths, maybe just celebrating where we are and going from there. Now, when we move into September, that's Archangel Jophiel. And this is about your dreams developing, and you keep nurturing them, and you need to have patience because divine timing is best. You need to know that. You don't want to feel trapped and feeling that nothing's real. You know, if it feels real to you, it's real. You know, we make our reality what it is by what we believe and what we apply and our intentions and what we manifest. So you don't like it, you can change that. You absolutely can. A lot of people don't believe that. They just, and then when it happens and it's positive, they don't believe it and accept it. Ah, you don't want to go that way. You want to believe in that. Don't let those anxieties, you know, create the reality that you don't want. Okay? That's just an energy. Anxiety is the energy of fear, and it's just fear of. Don't be afraid that you can be happy. Don't be afraid that that really can happen for you. Don't be afraid to invest in a positive life for yourself, because you can. Now, when you are in that month, know that you want to have the courage to be creative and find outlets, find new ways to make things happen. Don't be afraid to try something new in that month of September. When we go to October, we have Archangel Azrael, which is the angel that helps us connect with loved ones crossed over. And they come through and they're saying, hey, we support you. We love you. We send you a lot of divine love energy. Please let go of the worries. So if you find it in October, you're feeling worried about everything working out, you know, heaven is saying, hey, we're here. We're with you. We love you. We're sending that support. So I thought that that was a beautiful one and a message to receive. You know, if you receive that recognition for your talents, or rewards start to come in, or you find that you're actually working on your passions and you're moving into a life purpose that's really aligned with what you love, believe it. Believe that it's really happening and keep putting more energy into it. Let your creativity be rewarded. Allow that. Ooh, that sounds like a good month too. We have two more months. We want to go into November. Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing. Oh, yes. This one is a heads up. And it's interesting. It comes in for November when we start cooking and making all that kind of stuff. Archangel Raphael says, take care of the diet and the health. Make sure you're exercising. Take time out. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Bottom line, in all areas, make sure you're taking care of yourself. Don't let stressful situations drain you. You know, keep those emotions in balance. Make sure if you need a time out, you're taking it. Make sure if you want to go and play or go to the movies or whatever it is you do, that you know, entertainment, time out to enjoy life after working so hard. Make sure you have some balance there. In the energy of November, also know when you need to walk away from something. Know when you need to say that's enough, because as soon as you allow something to fall away that needs to fall away, it opens the door for the new things to come in, or the new relationships and new beginnings to come in that are very, very positive and will support you moving forward. So Raphael was for the month of November. So that's a very important one to make sure you're taking care of a balanced life. Work, play, rest, you know, tend to your health, the whole thing, just a balance. And December, wow, Archangel Haniel again started the month with January and now ends with December. And this will go into, well, you may have a big decision to make. Wow, I'm at the end of this year. What's my decision? You know, don't let looking at making a big decision be a frightening anxiety type of thing. The interesting thing with that is if you are not sure which way to go and you have a big choice to make, do some homework, do some research, find a mentor, find somebody that's knowledgeable in this area of life that you're working for a decision, and go with that. Listen to your intuition. Look at what is balanced, what is really helping you thrive and have energy to wake up every day. You know, get you a journal and really pay attention. Write your dreams down. You know, be proactive in educating and building your knowledge base. Because knowledge is power. If you do that, the anxiety fades, because now you're not so intimidated by the whole process of making a choice. It just fades out. You're going to feel more empowered. You're going to feel stronger. This is a good time to go deep. Now, this whole year, wow, we went fast. This whole year, just to quickly wrap up before we go off the air, the whole year is about going deep within for spiritual transformation within yourself. We have the physical life we live, but we're going to be applying much more this year from a deeper spiritual connection. You're going to want to do that. You're going to feel drawn to that. So if you feel like you're in an area of life that I don't have a clue, do some homework, do some research, start reading, start learning. Allow yourself to learn something new. It helps you feel alive. Also gives you the confidence in yourself that you can achieve great things. This is a year for you to really find out what you're made of. And it's going to be, you're made of a lot more than you really gave yourself credit for. Everybody has that. They haven't tapped into it. Maybe they haven't tapped into, maybe a little bit. This is your time to shine. So with that, we will have the archive up as soon as possible. And for those that are new to my show, if you want to go check out what I'm all about and, you know, see, I have free meditations you can download and, you know, join my newsletter, because we put out updates every week. And I want to say thank you to all the listeners that are there and have been with me over the years, because I can't imagine starting and ending, you know, a day without thinking of you guys. I really do have you in my heart. My website is jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And with that, I tell you namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.